We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A fatal rollover accident in central Wichita. We've got the story.
A violent weekend in the nation's capital city. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Some showers and a few thunderstorms are spreading across western into central Kansas this morning. Will they be affecting us? Our complete forecast is coming up.
One person dead, four injured in a rollover traffic accident on Kellogg near downtown Wichita that happened just after 11 p.m. Sunday in the westbound lanes at Washington. Police Sergeant Don Kimball.
Dispatch was informed there was a rollover accident and that individuals were trapped. Officers arrived on scene to a single car accident. Speed is believed to have been a factor in the accident.
Two people were hospitalized in critical condition. Two others were in serious condition.
An overnight manhunt covering a large part of northwest Alabama has resulted in the recapture of 10 men who escaped from a county jail late yesterday. ABC's Jim Ryan says a dozen initially were on the run.
Several of the 12 inmates from the Walker County Jail in Jasper, Alabama, have previous escapes or escape attempts on their records. Others were being held on suspicion of attempted murder. It's not clear how the men broke out of jail, but local, county, and state law enforcement swarmed into the area northwest of Birmingham and one by one have been recapturing the escapees.
A violent weekend in the nation's capital as police respond to seven shootings within 24 hours. A total of 10 people shot, two of them killed, between Saturday and Sunday nights. One of the dead, 17-year-old Jermaine Richard, was shot Sunday afternoon while visiting friends across town. Richard's aunt, Deboria Allison, spoke on his family's behalf at the scene of his shooting.
Nobody need to get killed like this, you know, and he was young.
A man has died after his car crashed into a utility pole in Wichita.
Police say it happened just before 1 p.m. Saturday in the 1700 block of South Rock Road. The man was following his wife's car when he lost control, crossed multiple lanes of traffic, hit a utility pole, and flipped over. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. Police tell our partners at KSN-TV that the man died from a medical condition. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A spokesman for the Kansas Department of Corrections says it has found no evidence of a significant episode of unrest at a state prison reported earlier by a union for state workers. Spokesman Todd Fertig said the department investigated whether a group of inmates refused to follow orders Friday evening at El Dorado and did not find that such an incident occurred. The report that such an incident occurred came from the Kansas Organization of State Employees in a tweet on Friday evening. Fertig reported there were two separate inmate-on-inmate altercations Friday, each resulting in an inmate injury.
Airports in Australia remain under heightened security after four men were arrested for allegedly plotting to attack an aircraft. Police have not released details of the supposed plot, but newspaper reports say the men were building a device to spread poison gas aboard a plane. The arrested are two Australian Lebanese men and their sons. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull would not say if the men have been linked to any terror organization. Turnbull congratulated police on the arrests.
Very serious terrorist plot. Good intelligence, great police work, great investigation, great coordination has enabled us to disrupt that plot.
After Congress passed new sanctions on Russia for its interference in the U.S. elections, Moscow has responded.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said 755 people working at U.S. diplomatic missions in Russia would have to leave the country, a response to anti-Russia sanctions passed by Congress. The Russian government said only 455 people could work at American missions there, the same number employed at its missions in the United States. The American Embassy in Moscow and the three U.S. consulates in Russia employ a lot of Russian staff who could be cut, so it's not clear how many Americans would actually have to leave. The State Department called it, quote, a regrettable and uncalled-for act. At the Foreign Desk, Ben Gittleson, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We're about 10 minutes away from the first of our daily training camp reports from the Kansas City Chiefs with Mitch Holtis from St. Joseph, Missouri.
I can't wait. Can we start now?
So, well, you got to wait 10 minutes.
All right.
So we'll chat with Mitch coming up.
Woman looking for two missing horses after flooding in Kansas City. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Monday morning, the last day of July. The United Steelworkers and Goodyear Tire and Rubber have reached a tentative contract agreement that covers about 7,000 workers at five plants.
Goodyear says the five-year agreement covers workers at plants in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Akron, Ohio, Danville, Virginia, Gadsden, Alabama, and Topeka, Kansas. Negotiations began June 13th, and the agreement was reached late Saturday night, just before union officials said workers were ready to go on strike. Goodyear officials said in a news release that they expect local unions to schedule ratification votes in the next few weeks. Staff Representative Ken Nettles of USW Local 959 in Fayetteville tells the Fayetteville Observer that workers don't yet know the terms of the tentative agreement. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The size of airplane seats is a safety issue.
An appeals court panel has ruled federal officials have to reconsider their decision not to regulate the size of airline seats. One judge called it the case of the incredible shrinking airline seat. In New York City, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer reacted to the court ruling.
God forbid there's a serious problem on the plane, it's a lot harder to get out. We've always known it's a horrible inconvenience that makes traveling a nightmare.
Airlines have been reducing the space between rows to squeeze in more seats and make more money. Dave Schreiber, ABC News, New York.
A Kansas City area woman is hoping to locate two horses she says went missing after last week's storm-related flooding. Shara Shuck tells the Kansas City Star a chestnut quarter horse and a white Arabian were kept in an open barn and pasture on a friend's property in Overland Park. They disappeared after storms pounded the region Thursday and inundated the barn with water. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. A few light showers were making their way into central Kansas this morning. We'll see how long those stick around, but most of them should be off to our west as high pressure builds in. Today's high 84. Could see a few isolated showers through tonight. Our low 66. And again, we can't rule out a shower or thunderstorm popping up Tuesday with a high in the mid-80s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, 72 degrees, an east wind at 7 miles per hour. 8:10 here with Steve and Ted. Let's take a look at traffic now with Jad Jaber.
And right now in traffic, we're still cleaning up those nails. This is on the ramp from Pawnee to southbound I-135. There's some construction going on in the area. We spilled some nails on that ramp, and so they've got to get those all cleaned up and picked up. And right now they've got that ramp closed.
So they're looking for a giant magnet.
Yeah, they're looking for a big magnet to close things down and get things picked up.
All right, 8:11 now, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted. Had a warm but pleasant Sunday across Kansas, quite a bit cooler than we've had in the past few days, anyway. Wichita's high temperature, 88 degrees yesterday. Normal high, 93. Ted, I went and left for a week of vacation, and when I left, it was dead-gum hot. We couldn't stand it. When I came back, it was nice. Pretty doggone nice for August. Tomorrow is August in Kansas. Right, sir?
A little below average temperatures this weekend.
I want to share
nice cool-off.
I want to share a quick story here. That is so disgusting. I mean, it is, and you're going to cringe, but I really want to share this. A suburban Chicago man headed to prison for throwing dogs off the top of a five-story hospital parking garage. This guy's going to get the award for Jerk of the Year. 23-year-old Edward Hanania pleaded guilty to aggravated animal cruelty and to violating his probation on an unrelated drug conviction. Prosecutors say he posed as the dog's owner, retrieved them from a person who found them, and threw them off the garage, killing one, severely injuring the other. Case was closely followed by animal welfare advocates who showed up to each of the Hanania's court appearances and held a rally. They wanted to make sure he got what was coming to him. I'll tell you what kind of a person does that? That is just disgusting. Well, it's that exciting time we've been looking forward to. I've been looking forward to this, well, since last July, Ted, really. And we're talking about, of course, our Kansas City Chiefs training camp update with Mr. Mitch Holtis, brought to you by Rusty Eck Ford. Good morning,
Woo-hoo!
Mitch.
He's Mitch Abort.
What is going on, Steve? Hall of Fame announcer. And that dude that you're talking about that was sounds like a pretty creepazoid. I have 16 offensive linemen and 10 defensive linemen that like to spend some time with that
there
guy.
You go. Bang.
Yeah. Just saying.
The initial training camp report from St. Joseph, Missouri for this season. We'll be speaking with Mitch every day for the next 4 weeks right here on Steve and Ted in the Morning. And it's always a pleasure, Mitch, to get this time of year going with you. And I know it's pretty amazing. We start talking in July, and heck, before you know it, it's January already, and we're talking about the playoffs. It's amazing how fast this roller coaster ride goes once we get started.
Well, we've been here a week now because the rookies, quarterbacks, and injured guys were here a week ago Monday. And then everybody else joined the party on Thursday, and it's been up and rolling Friday, Saturday, Sunday with everybody. And by the way, big shout-out to the folks at American Ag Credit. You know, for years they've sponsored this. They're incredible people. The Farm Credit System is way more important than people realize for people who are either directly involved in agriculture or those that are indirectly involved. And Greg Reno, of course, the legendary Cheney Cardinal, I found his place where he goes for solitude. It's actually north of Cheney Lake, north of Pretty Prairie.
Oh, that is solitude out there.
Yes. Sit on the boy. Tell me about it.
Lush and, banks of the Nenniscaw up there, I'll bet.
Yeah. He and Alfalfa. You remember Alfalfa?
Oh, yeah.
He was from Pretty Prairie. Anyway, that's another story. But
sure is.
No, we're up and running here. And yes, Ted and Steve, it's on. The fuse has been lit, and it just rolls from now to hopefully the first weekend of February. Because if we do that, we're having a parade. And by the way, our games are now on your station.
Thank right. You. And we are excited about that, I'll tell you. I'm excited anyway. And I think everybody else is.
Too.
Yeah. Hey, listen, a lot of publicity already about the rookie quarterback. What's his name? Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes.
What's going on there?
And he has lit it up for 3 days. We had actually the week, because he was here, he's been here a week. But Patrick, a 2-minute drill on Saturday, stimulates game type situation. 1:59 in the clock. You got to go 80 yards. You need a touchdown. You can't have a field goal. And he went in 1:08. Big completion middle, an incredible throw. Two throw, kind of a choice route, scrambled it in, and the crowd went wild, as they say. The Chiefs made a big investment with him moving up 17 slots, 2 first-round picks, but he played to that pick at least for 2 days. Now, we're just getting started. This is kindergarten for him. So just because he colored his first picture in kindergarten really nice and didn't get over the line, we all got to just kind of keep our boots on the ground here.
And does some of that type of stuff, I'm sure Alex Smith handles that with a lot of class. He knows that he knows the drill, and he's been through this before. But I'm sure a little competition at the quarterback spot will make everybody, you know, get their juices flowing a little bit.
Well, here's what everybody's got to realize in the Chiefs Kingdom, including myself. We haven't done this in 37 years.
Yeah.
It even precludes my brief 24 years as the voice of the Chiefs. So it's a matter of handling it, and that is handling it is Alex has handled it great. In fact, he's had a very good start to this camp. He completed 11 straight passes on Saturday in another drill. I mean, that's his accuracy. You know, he's one of the more accurate passers in the league. And by the way, Alex Smith is third in the NFL in wins since 2011. Only Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady have more. It's just, you know, pushing through the playoffs. But the point is, you can't say every time Alex throws a pick, well, let's get Mahomes in there. I mean, Mahomes is here to apprentice. He is here as an intern, basically. And the question for Mahomes, and we can have this in later reports, he has to get ready to be a backup to win a game. I've said this for 2 decades with you guys. The Wikipedia definition of an NFL backup quarterback is they must be able to win a game. Nick Foles won the Jacksonville game last year in the second half of the Indianapolis game when Alex got hurt. Yeah. We wouldn't have won the division without it. That's the goal for Mahomes, is to be that guy by Labor Day, and he's got a ways to go to get there. I'm going to tell you, though, too, he's surrounded. One of the things that I was going to focus on this week, there's 5, maybe 6 players, and I've never had this in my brief 24 years as the voice of the Chiefs, 5 or 6 elite players who might be the best at their position, or 1, 2, or 3. And Tyreek Hill, guys, has put on a show here for 3 days. I mean, remember him as the returner last year, but he had 61 catches. He was our leading receiver and had 6 touchdowns.
Wow.
But he has done unusual, incredible things here over the past 3 days. And it's easy to get excited about Tyreek Hill catching passes, whether it's from Alex Smith or Patrick Mahomes.
And you're looking at a guy there that is in his second year in the league, and Chiefs are kind of looking at him as being a player that can be a breakout star in this league.
Yep, big time. And I'm going to tell you, the rest of the league is looking at him too, because there is no human in this league right now that runs 23 miles an hour in shoulder pads.
Wow.
But it's not just his speed. He has incredible route-running ability. He's got the ability to catch the football. He's our best catcher. He's our best route runner. And he's the fastest guy, one of the fastest guys on the planet. I kid you not. He'd be in the Olympic Games. That's what this guy's got. And he has been dazzling in the first 3 days here. And he's gone against Marcus Peters, who's going to be another one of my elite guys that I'll talk about later in the week. But I've never had five guys that you could say might be the best at their position in the entire league, but this team has it.
Well, when Tyree's on the field, of course, your linebackers and your defensive backs are all paying close attention to him, one way or another.
Yeah, Steve, it's been a great point. There have been very few guys in my time as the voice of the Chiefs that have struck the fear into opponents like this guy has. And he literally can line up everywhere. And it's not like he's doing this alone, because Kelsey's one of those five I'll talk about later in the week. I mean, there's some other guys. But people have said, well, you lost Jeremy Maclin to the Ravens in the offseason. And granted, you know, acknowledged. However, Hill, I don't think they see Hill as a returner around the league. But the people that really know around the league know that how much of a weapon he is as a runner and receiver. And, I mean, he is it's hard to describe what he's done here the last 3 days. And they got to keep him healthy. He's only 5'7", but he's cut. He's very much like Darren Sproles, who runs better routes than Darren Sproles. And I love Darren Sproles. He's a close friend. But that's what the Chiefs have with this guy that runs sub 4.3.
It's not like the old days in high school when we came to practice and we had to get in shape. The guys who are professional players, they come to practice and they've been conditioning all year long, right?
All year, you must stay conditioned. These are the most conditioned athletes, some of them in the world. And even the bigger guys, they're going, well, wait a minute, come on, the 345-pound dude's not. Yes, he is, or he can't make it in this league. And it is 24/7, 365. Here's the other part of that, Steve, that we didn't have too as kids, is nutrition. There's a lot of pieces to this puzzle of playing in this league and making it. And it's not just being in condition. It's nutrition and taking care of your body like it's the sports car that you keep in the garage and only bring out during the Riverfest parade. You have to take care of every fiber of your body if you're going to make it in this league.
We are off and running with our daily training camp report from St. Joseph, Missouri for the Kansas City Chiefs with Mitch Holtis. Mitch, what's on tap for camp today?
Well, it's Wichita West, Steve McIntosh Day. They've got leather helmets out here to commemorate, and Steve McIntosh bobbleheads. Now, it's second day of pads.
Yeah.
And this is where yesterday was the first day in pads since the loss to the Steelers in January. So now we're going the second day in pads. There will be more hitting today, more individual hitting, meaning offensive line, defensive line. It's like UFC training when you watch it up here. It's one of the great things to watch in camp. And then two, running back pass protection against linebackers, then the normal 9-on-7 inside runs and 11-on-11 work, and then some late game situation stuff that Andy likes to work on every day.
Fantastic, and we'll chat with you again tomorrow morning. We're off and running. Thanks, Mitch.
We got it. Greg Reno's banging his head against the steering wheel. He's ready. We got Steve McIntosh with his leather helmet on, and we got Ted Woodward thumbing through old Notre Dame media guides. It's football time.
All right. Thank you, Mitch.
That's our live chat with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs from training camp.
Hey, and it's brought to you by Rusty Eck Ford. And remember, this is your radio home for the Kansas City Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Woo-hoo!
Coming up, the Hannity Morning Minute, investigation of Department of Justice leaking. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.